was working hard and trying to build a life for himself. He was living for God and providing good service to his owner. Soon he was managing that household with incredible efficiency. But when his boss's wife tried to seduce him, Joseph responded with words that give us a glimpse into his character. "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis chapter 39, verse 9. She flipped out and falsely accused him of trying to rape her. Unable to defend himself, Joseph was chained up in some rat-infested prison and completely forgotten for several years. Now, you would think that Joseph would be messed up for life, or certainly would need endless hours of therapy to process all that pain. Yet the Bible teaches something quite different. In all of it, Joseph saw a sovereign God who was at work. Was Joseph devastated at times? Yes, but he was not destroyed. Were there pain and loneliness and heartache and, at times, despair? Yes, but Joseph found a better way to deal with his pain. He would forget the injustice, trust a wise and sovereign God, and move ahead with his life. He gained the trust of his jailer and was soon managing the prison as he had managed the house of Potiphar. God gave him favor. Instead of fighting his situations, he trusted God to help him advance through even the most difficult circumstances. His was not an easy journey by any means, but he ended up right where God wanted him. Imagine the day the Pharaoh sent a limousine to the prison to transport Joseph to the palace. In one sense, it was the biggest test Joseph had ever faced, put on the spot to interpret the king's dream. In another sense, it was the moment God had been preparing Joseph for to display his glory. He stood before Pharaoh without missing a beat and said, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." Genesis chapter 41, verse 16. As tempting as it may have been to work the change opportunity, Joseph never took an ounce of credit for the news he delivered to the king. The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Genesis chapter 41, verse 25. Later, when the famine struck and even the sons of Jacob found themselves traveling all the way to Egypt to look for food, Joseph did not take advantage of the turned tables to take vengeance on his brothers. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 8, Joseph looked into the eyes of the brothers who did so much to hurt him and said, "It was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt." Just to make sure the point is made, the scripture quotes Joseph affirming that message once more in Genesis chapter 50, the first half of verse 20. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Did they sin against him? Yes. Was it evil? Yes. But did God use it for Joseph's good? Yes, God did.